Welcome back to Through the Word. I'm your host, Peyton Jones, and today we're in Joshua chapter 19, and it has a lot of geography. A lot. So, you gotta like it, because it's in the Bible. What can I say? But if you're new to the Bible, then you're probably missing out on some of the hidden gems. When I was young, I would get to a passage like Joshua 19, and I'd skim it. Yada yada, Hazar Shual, yada yada, El Tadad, yada yada, 13 towns and villages, yada yada, and I'd completely miss the gems hiding out in the passage. You see, the Bible is a little bit like the sandbox at my daughter's school. Nobody knows who does it or when, but somebody, Oompa Loompas, who knows? Somebody goes into the sandbox and mixes plastic diamonds, gems, and rubies, and all kinds of small miniature toys and treasures deep within the sand. Every once in a while, some lucky kid would come up with some rad treasure, and it would totally make their day. I mean, the amount of junk, treasures that my daughter has come home with is incredible. Man, all we found in my sandbox when I was a kid at our school was cat turds. And when we found them, we didn't feel very lucky. But there's two kinds of kids when it comes to a sandbox. There's kids who run across it as a place kind of to run across, like a shortcut through the playground. And then there's the kids who sit down and play in it. Those were the kids of my days that got the cat turds. But today, they're the kids that get the gems. And the Word of God is the same. When you get a passage like this, there are hidden gems in there. But you gotta mine them. You gotta spend the time. You can't quickly run across it, but slow down and hunt for the hidden treasure. The first gem that we can find is in verse 8 and 9. It says, "This was the inheritance of the tribe of the Simeonites, according to its clans. The inheritance of the Simeonites was taken from the share of Judah, because Judah's portion was more than what they needed. So the Simeonites received their inheritance within the territory of Judah." It's very cool to see Judah giving away what they had extra of. Now, this wasn't a treatise on socialism, but a beautiful picture of the kingdom of God. They had more than they needed, so they gave it to their brothers and sisters. In the early church, we're told that whoever had extra shared their possessions with those in need. This happened after the day of Pentecost, and keep in mind that Jerusalem had swelled with millions of people during the three feasts surrounding Passover. But after what happened at Pentecost, people stayed, and there was suddenly a problem. You see, when just your church grows overnight by 3,000 men, not counting women and children, and a few days later 5,000 more believe, you're going to have some trouble. You're going to start running out of stuff pretty quick. After all, those pilgrims who came to Jerusalem for those feasts didn't pack too much in their suitcases. But now, they wanted to stay, to learn, and to grow because they saw and heard amazing things. Now, this principle that was in Acts, that those who had more than what they needed gave to those who had none, is found here when the kingdom of God was very young and taking shape. The expression of the heart of God is found in this passage in Joshua, even though the vehicle for expressing it is just in its infant stage. Again, we see the gospel in the bud, ready to bloom, but not quite ready yet. Moving on, we see Simeon, Zebulun, Issachar, Asher, Naphtali, and Dan all get their inheritance in this chapter, the land allotted to them. But wait, there's another gem. In verse 47, we read about the Danites losing their territory and having to retake it. This reminds me of the Christian life. We never get to keep the ground we take. Whatever we've had to fight for, our prayer life, our intimacy with God, the respectability of our witness, we don't just get to coast. Sometimes we have to fight to maintain the ground, even though God took it for us, even though it's ours. Spurgeon once said that the Christian walk is like an uphill climb on a sheet of ice. If we're not pickaxing our way forward in the climb, guess what? We're sliding backwards. The good news is that whatever Jesus fought for on your behalf, that's eternal and no one can ever take it from you. For example, he earned your place before God, and he fought to keep you out of hell. He fought to give you access in front of the Father. All of that he fought for, and because of that, it's something that can never be taken from us. It can never be taken away. but the other things that we ourselves have to fight for, like intimacy with God, greater knowledge, taking steps of faith so that we grow in our faith, those are all things that we have to fight for. Verses 1 through 48 are all about the allotment of the land to the various tribes. But in the final few verses, starting with verse 49, we read about Joshua inheriting his land. Incidentally, Joshua gets his inheritance right next to his buddy Caleb, a fitting settlement to a man who fought hard all of his life and fought the good fight of faith. He also wants the whole country. As it was for Caleb, so for Joshua. This was personal. He wanted to go and see God whoop up on those giants. In the case of both Joshua and Caleb, we see a God who always keeps his promises and rewards his faithful servants. I want to encourage you that the Bible is filled with scriptures that encourage us to keep our mind on the reward that comes. Don't think that's unspiritual. In fact, it's very spiritual. Listen to what the scripture says. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters. Since you know you'll receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. Colossians 3, verse 23 through 24. Also, God will repay each person according to what they've done. Romans 2, verse 6. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm, let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know your labor in the Lord is not in vain. 1 Corinthians 15, 58. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we'll reap a harvest if we don't give up. Galatians 6, verse 9. His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many. Come and share in your master's reward." Matthew 25, verse 21. God always rewards his servants who serve him faithfully. Just as he did Joshua here at the end of this chapter, so he'll do with me and you. Read Joshua chapter 19 today, and as you do, look to the reward. Like Moses, whom we're told he regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. Hebrews 11, verse 26. Thanks for joining me today on Through the Word. I've been your host, Peyton Jones. We've been in chapter 19, and I can't wait to join you in chapter 20.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.